Good morning. Today is March 12, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. Let's begin with the US dollar, which is leading gains across the G10 currencies this morning. The move higher comes as oil prices surged overnight following renewed tensions in the Middle East. Both Brent and WTI crude are up more than 6% this morning, even after record releases of strategic oil reserves that have so far failed to cap the rise in prices. The rally in crude reflects growing concern that the conflict could have lasting implications for global energy markets. Currently, more than 7.5% of global oil supply is being disrupted, with an even larger share of export flows affected. That supply shock is reverberating through markets and supporting the US dollar. There are two key drivers behind the dollar's strength in this environment. First, the United States is a major oil producer, which tends to benefit the currency when energy prices rise. And second, higher oil prices often lead to increased dollar borrowing globally, as energy importers finance larger oil inventories in dollars. Turning to the U.S. labor market, the latest jobless claims data released this morning came in largely in line with expectations. Initial jobless claims for the week ending March 7 came in at 213,000, slightly better than the 215,000 expected. That leaves the four-week moving average at 212,000. Continuing jobless claims for the week ending February 28 were reported at 1,850,000, just slightly above the 1,849,000 forecast. Overall, the data suggests that the labor market remains stable and broadly in line with expectations. For the Federal Reserve, that stability reinforces the idea that there is little immediate pressure to cut interest rates in the near term. Looking across global currencies, the Japanese yen is the only G10 currency gaining against the US dollar this morning. The yen is now approaching its year-to-date high against the dollar. However, the currency remains particularly vulnerable to energy price shocks because Japan relies heavily on energy imports from the Middle East. As oil prices rise, that dynamic can weigh on Japan's trade balance and, ultimately, the yen. Markets are also approaching the levels where discussions about possible intervention from the Bank of Japan began earlier this year. That said, the context has shifted somewhat. The dollar's current strength is being driven more by fundamental factors rather than positioning in the currency market, which makes it more difficult for Japanese monetary authorities to justify stepping in unless the move becomes particularly disorderly. Meanwhile, in Europe, the euro has weakened against the dollar for the third consecutive session. Traders are increasingly betting that the European Central Bank may need to raise interest rates by June as energy prices remain elevated amid the conflict involving Iran. Brent crude oil briefly traded above $101 per barrel overnight before easing back to just over $98 this morning. With energy costs continuing to rise, markets are now pricing in the possibility of an ECB rate hike by June. However, policymakers at the European Central Bank have also warned that if energy prices continue to climb, a rate increase could come even sooner. As always, markets will be closely watching upcoming economic data and central bank commentary for further signals on the path of monetary policy and the impact of energy prices on the global economy. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.